All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
The 21st century has seen the emergence of incredible technologies we could once only dream about, but the stuff we have now is just the beginning, and humanity's smartest minds are continuing to develop technology that will change the world forever. Let's explore some mind-blowing emerging technologies and the unbelievable and occasionally terrifying impacts they could have on our future.
Be amazed.
Artificial intelligence, or AI, is the implementation of systems in machines that allow them to analyze their environment and automatically take actions to maximize their success. These days, AI is everywhere. It tailors the adverts you see online to your personal tastes. It helps autonomous vehicles park and steer. It's even responsible for many of the Snapchat and Instagram filters you may have used. Through AI, scientists are teaching machines to react somewhat like humans, but some of the new emerging uses of AI are truly amazing. And a little eerie, too. In 2019, researchers from Skolkovo Institute of Science and Technology developed a new algorithm that uses AI to automatically transform a picture of a face into a moving video. Using marker points on source images, it first constructs a virtual 3D model, then fills the gaps, allowing it to show the face from angles it hasn't even seen. The more input images, the better the quality, although it can still produce the effects even from a single image. The famous faces of Marilyn Monroe, Albert Einstein, and even the Mona Lisa have been tested, producing scarily accurate living portraits as a result. But there are more serious implications too. Deep learning AI is already being used to create fake videos of celebrities online. Barack Obama, Donald Trump, and even Mr. Bean are among the famous faces to have already been featured in these deep fake videos. But while most of these are undeniably amusing, there's huge potential for manipulation. With this kind of software, anyone can craft a video falsely placing someone in an inappropriate situation, potentially ruining their reputation, or having them spout off political propaganda. A 2019 report from New York University listed deepfakes as a serious factor that could contribute to disinformation in the next U.S. presidential election races. In response to this, Google released thousands of deepfake videos to help researchers build AI tools to detect altered videos. The problem is that the deepfakes will likely improve faster than the detection methods, meaning that, unless lawmakers step in, the problem may only get worse. But many people's fears about AI lie in its potential to take over human jobs. This is certainly a valid concern, but for a long time, the creative industries were considered safe from this kind of threat. Until now. AI softwares like Midjourney and ChatGPT are capable of impressive image generation, and with each AI artist being specifically programmed to be capable of superhuman accuracy and skill, could human artists become a dying breed? Only time will tell. All that's clear is this: AI is an incredibly powerful tool, and if we don't keep it in check with laws and regulations, there could be serious trouble. Next up, the 2019 Australian bushfires burnt around 18.6 million hectares of land, destroying nearly 6,000 buildings and costing Australia almost $100 billion. As global temperatures continue to rise, the dry conditions necessary for uncontrollable wildfires like these are only going to get worse. As it stands, the countless firemen deployed to combat these disasters represent the bulk of our defense efforts. But the high risk to life means turning to new technology is essential. Currently, our best alternatives to firefighters battling flames from the ground involve loading up helicopters with water to be dropped from their belly tanks. However, a new form of technology is emerging which could offer a much safer and more efficient way to quell fires, though it may seem a little alien at first. The fire sound may look like an ominous flying saucer, but this creation is meant to save humans, not abduct them. The floating disc is a new type of drone that flies and steers using powerful exhaust fans underneath, pulling in air through the intakes along its edges. It's designed to hover over and around parks and forests looking for fires with its smoke sensors and thermal cameras. But what makes this technology so innovative is how it stops the fires it finds. The fire sound emits a loud, low-frequency blast of sound between 30 and 60 hertz onto the flames. Now, you may be wondering how the equivalent of playing an extra heavy bass line to a fire is going to help, but the fascinating reason this is possible lies in how sound itself works. The pressure waves generated by the high-power, low-frequency sounds move air particles out of the way of flames, preventing a steady supply of oxygen reaching the burning materials. With less oxygen, the fire struggles to continue burning. Of course, a single fire sound drone wouldn't be able to tackle a raging inferno alone, but the idea would be for intercommunicating fleets of the devices to flock to the same location and work together. Plus, their regular monitoring of high-risk areas would allow them to spot the flames while they're still smaller and more manageable. This could, in turn, prevent the destruction of buildings, as well as the devastation to forests and wildlife seen in Australia's wildfires. If the idea took off, the drones could eventually replace firefighters, reducing the need for humans to risk their lives stopping the spread of fires. However, there could be a downside to this. For starters, a swarm of these drones rumbling away in the woods could get pretty noisy, even though their frequencies are on the low end of perceivability to humans. What's more, the fire sound drone could threaten the financial stability of those involved in fire services, as their roles may become redundant as the technology evolves into a legitimate replacement. But what's more important, keeping firefighters safe or keeping them in work? Moving on, if you're like me, you probably never expected that the invisibility cloak from Harry Potter could ever be possible without the use of CGI. But this fantasy could soon become a reality thanks to Canadian camouflage design company HyperStealth. Up until now, armies have used camouflage prints on their uniform and vehicles, but these techniques could soon become obsolete thanks to quantum stealth invisibility material.
What?
The plastic sheet material makes anything behind it almost completely invisible by bending the light around the target. This works thanks to carefully organized layers of narrow lenticular lenses within the sheets, which couple with a thin layer of trapped oil to refract light, seemingly duplicating the background surface. It's not flawless yet, but each iteration gets notably better than the last, and we could eventually see something close to perfect invisibility using this technology. Unlike traditional camouflages, quantum stealth isn't limited to one specific landscape. It can be used anywhere, as long as the background is reasonably uniform. In practice, this could make soldiers much harder to detect while slowly approaching enemy bases and could hypothetically turn wide open spaces into perfectly good spying or sniping spots. On top of that, hiding military vehicles from spy planes and satellites would become much easier, no longer requiring covered hangars. But that's not all. Thanks to its light-bending properties, quantum stealth also blocks thermal detection, confuses motion sensors, and even hides a human heat signature from night vision devices, making it invaluable for stealth missions. So yes, highly trained, invisible ninjas may soon be something you have to worry about. Unsurprisingly, this revolutionary new patented material is already receiving attention from the US military, and others are likely to follow. But in the wrong hands, the effects of the quantum stealth could easily be abused, and not just by militaries. If the material is produced en masse, we could see an entirely new wave of criminals with newfound methods of hiding their identities. Because when you essentially have invisibility cloaks at your disposal, remaining anonymous while committing crimes becomes a whole lot easier. You could even wrap your getaway car in the stuff. What's more, particularly in darkness, trespassing could become extremely easy. But on the bright side, at least you'll have an effective way of blocking out your annoying neighbor. Now, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you see algae? you'd certainly be forgiven for being a little grossed out. But this green stuff may hold the key to the future of biofuel and, as shocking as it might seem, food. In the race for alternative solutions to heavily polluting fossil fuels, countries are striving for clean, renewable, low-emission alternatives. But while alternative sources like solar power are great, environmentally friendly liquid fuels still have a way to go. However, recent advancements in the production of algae-based biofuels hold considerable potential for the future. Being one of the most efficient organisms on Earth, algae grows 10 times quicker than terrestrial plants and needs less than a tenth of the land to produce the same amount of biomass. Not only can algae be cultivated quickly and in almost any kind of water, but it also produces high-energy biofuel. Unlike fossil fuels, algae consumes carbon dioxide, offsetting any produced when burnt as fuel, helping to reduce global warming. And while other biofuels require fertile croplands, algae can grow in any climate, as long as there's enough sunlight. Tiny strains of the stuff, known as microalgae, have even more advantages over terrestrial plants. Since they're single-celled organisms that duplicate by division, artificial selection technologies can be used to rapidly evolve strains. This selective evolution can result in much more desirable traits like increased oil production. However, currently, producing enough algae to fuel the world would take its toll on other resources. While efforts to recycle the nutrients used in growing algae are making remarkable strides, to produce 10 billion gallons of biofuel, you'd need about 33 billion gallons of water. With water shortages an ever-pressing issue, that's a tricky obstacle to overcome. But as algal strains are modified to produce more oil while consuming fewer resources, it's gradually becoming more viable. If we do eventually switch to entirely renewable fuels, algae could become one of the major factors in supplementing our energy needs without polluting the atmosphere in the process. But if you're not convinced by algae as a biofuel, perhaps you'll be swung by its use as food. The United Nations predicts that the Earth's population will increase to 10 billion by 2050. With less room for agricultural land and more mouths to feed, we'll need to rethink food production. While a whopping 70% of the planet's available fresh water currently goes toward terrestrial crops and livestock, algae doesn't require fresh water or arable land to flourish. Indeed, one algae company called IY produces algae entirely using resources that would otherwise be wasted, desert land, and salt water. But what makes algae such a great food source is that it has very high levels of protein, much like soy, except you don't need substantial deforestation to cultivate it. It's not just protein lovers who'd benefit from algae as food, though. One blue-green algae strain called spirulina is loaded with amino acids, vitamins, iron, magnesium, and potassium, making it a superfood. Companies have already started manufacturing countertop algae bioreactors for home use, which produce daily reserves of the nutritious stuff using light. These strange-looking green machines, as seen in the cover image of this episode, are miniature versions of the equipment used in algae farms. As a happy byproduct of the process, they also purify the surrounding air by using up CO2 and may become a commonplace sight in homes of the future. So, with algae being a superfood that can grow even in deserts utilizing the brackish water underneath, it may prove to be the alternative we need to match our world's growing population. Just as long as you can get over its slightly off-putting natural form.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
With fossil fuels being a finite resource, the problem of powering the world in a sustainable, climate-friendly way is one of the biggest puzzles currently facing humanity. But for one solution, we may end up taking inspiration from the stars, including our own sun, which are powered by a process called nuclear fusion. At incredibly high pressures and temperatures, around 180 million degrees Fahrenheit, atoms have enough energy to combine into new elements. In most cases, this involves two hydrogen atoms colliding with such energy that they overwhelm their repelling forces, fusing into a helium atom. This process gives off huge amounts of energy, which has intrigued scientists for over a century. If this fusion energy could be harnessed, Earth could be supplied with a truly revolutionary energy source. So how could we do it? Making fusion happen on Earth requires heating up specialized hydrogen atoms so much that their state changes from gas to plasma. Then, using powerful magnets, the plasma is shaped and guided to increase the chances of these atoms fusing together. Ideally, the energy emitted by the fusion would then be harnessed for purposes like powering cities. Scientists are actually already able to fuse atoms, just not on a useful scale. Figuring out how to scale it up, however, remains one of science's most important frontiers. That's because fusion can generate power that's low carbon, with much smaller amounts of waste and byproducts than the burning of fossil fuels, and without risking explosions. Unlike the fission reactors used by nuclear power plants today, which split rather than fuse atoms, if something goes wrong with a fusion reactor, the reaction will simply stop. Even better, the hydrogen isotopes used for fusion energy, known as deuterium and tritium, can be easily distilled from seawater. This is a huge difference from the waste-producing, highly radioactive materials needed for fission reactors. Best of all, if we get fusion reactors working in a viable way, we'll be able to get the same power from a few gallons of water that we'd get from a supertanker worth of oil. Unfortunately, it currently takes more energy to make fusion happen than is given off in return, but the tides may be turning. With huge potential rewards on offer for anyone able to crack viable fusion power, world governments are pumping huge amounts of money into research. The largest project of this kind is the International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor, found in Saint-Paul-lès-Durance, France. This mega project, funded by several nations, is an attempt to prove that energy-viable fusion reactors are indeed possible. But a project like this takes decades, and on completion will have easily cost upwards of $22 billion. But with governments around the world pumping money into projects like this, the rate of progress toward viable fusion reactors increases substantially. What's more, the deeper we delve into fusion power, new crazy-looking designs and approaches emerge, and one of these may provide the leap we need. While most designs that capture the futuristic essence of fusion are purely artistic, some of the real approaches are just as bizarre. One of them is a device known as a stellarator, which features intentionally misshapen magnetic rings to better control the flow of particles during fusion experiments. German scientists using this stellarator design have begun regularly breaking records for temperature and efficiency. While the machines themselves and the materials used to make them are ever improving, so are the supercomputers that run simulations to guide us on how best to construct fusion reactors. Each advancement brings us gradually closer to the goal of near-limitless energy generated by the same method that powers the sun. Talk about a bright idea. When people speak of the future of technology, it's not usually very long before quantum computing gets mentioned. This revolutionary approach to computing has been theorized since the 1980s, but recent advancements have highlighted the astounding changes that this technology could have on our world. But before we explore the implications of quantum computers, let's see how they compare to classical computers. The computers most of us are familiar with work by running calculations and transferring data in the form of bits, which take values of 0 and 1. These values are communicated by electrical or optical pulses. While this binary approach to information is great for most things, when it comes to things like realistically simulating our universe, it falls short. That's because on the smallest scale, the particles that make up our universe don't behave in a binary way. As far as quantum mechanics is concerned, before they're measured, the traits of these tiny particles are never just in one state or another. Their values are mathematically uncertain, which means they can be defined as existing in two separate states at once. Yeah, quantum mechanics is kind of weird, but seeing as classical computers operate on very certain ones and zeros, they don't deal well with this uncertainty. Enter quantum computers. In these machines, information is processed using quantum bits, which make use of the uncertain traits of certain particles. A quantum bit or qubit can be a 0 or 1, but also both values at the same time. With this additional information alongside some highly sophisticated algorithms and quantum effects, the quantity of certain types of calculations possible in a space of time increases enormously compared to classical computers. As of now, it's kind of a messy process as the chances of errors are quite high, plus it's difficult to keep the necessary particles in their useful quantum states for long, as the slightest change in factors like temperature can throw them out. For this reason, quantum computers require supercooling, and most of those goldenrods in IBM's quantum computers are dedicated to keeping the processor as cold as possible. But as technology improves, so will quantum computing accuracy and the ease of running the systems. As the technology gets easier to run, the usefulness of quantum computers will expand enormously. For starters, the huge amount of simultaneous calculations that a quantum computer allows for means that the interactions between molecules, proteins, and chemicals could be simulated much more effectively. This would allow chemical research and medicine development to become much more advanced and faster than ever. These same principles may also allow for more accurate and all-encompassing ways of modeling financial markets. That's because, coupled with AI, the ability of quantum computers to quickly spot patterns in large amounts of data could be utilized to allow investors to make better informed decisions. But while they might make you richer and healthier, the advanced processing of quantum computers may pose some problems too. For starters, our current data encryption methods will rapidly become outdated if quantum computers become readily available to people wanting to steal our private information. Quantum computers will be able to decrypt things like passwords at a much quicker rate than our abilities to invent new ways to protect them. This could result in serious data breaches, and I don't just mean your nudes getting leaked. Potential government and military secrets could be exposed, cryptocurrencies could be destabilized, and crucial data from banks may be manipulated to steal billions of dollars. At least that's unless we start using quantum computers to encrypt our data, which is exactly the reason many governments and militaries are pumping money into quantum computer research. Once sufficiently advanced, quantum computers will allow for new types of cryptography, which are much harder to crack than any current types. And amazingly, an encrypted quantum communication line could even be programmed to alert you whenever someone else is attempting to access the system by viewing its key values. This is because the properties of quantum systems change depending on whether they're being measured, meaning the key values generated by quantum particles will no longer match after unauthorized access. But before you go and buy a quantum computer to replace your trusty PC, you may want to wait. Quantum computers are only suitable for certain types of tasks like the ones I've mentioned. They won't be helpful for every task our current computers do, so they'll likely never replace classic computers. Plus, it could still be a while before they're able to perform the tasks we want, but the rate of improvement is notably increasing with time. We're making huge strides in lessening the issue of decoherence, whereby particles lose their quantum state due to influence from the environment. These improvements mean error reduction is getting easier. What's more, we can use quantum computers to work out the most efficient quantum algorithms much faster than we can on conventional computers. So, as the technology improves, it also becomes easier to improve it further using itself. To put these strides into perspective, in 2019, Google's most powerful quantum computer performed a specialized task in 200 seconds that researchers claimed would take a classical computer 10,000 years. While this figure has been disputed as an exaggeration, the point remains that these computers are already becoming exceptionally good at specific tasks. As the tech evolves, we'll discover more applications, making quantum computing one of the most promising emerging technologies in the world. What kinds of technology do you think will change our world forever? I want to live forever and also podcast forever, so I have to get working on a new podcast technology. Keep your ears open. Come back next episode.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.